blessings of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. And in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabaha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Dharmam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabaha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Sangham Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Sabaha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha, Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha, Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha, Nirodha, Gamini Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo prajna paramita hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts. the precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 grave prohibitive precepts: not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so, not to take that which is not given, not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct, not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority, not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so, not to publish other people's faults, not to extol oneself and slander others, not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings, not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana, in this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. O happy blessed day, O happy blessed place, O happy blessed time, O happy blessed path, O happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma. I abide in karma, and I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Dutyampi tatyampi savaha. Again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness.
We are here to
end suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
What an extraordinary weekend this has been.
Wow.
It's really, of course, the bridge walk was, and it was easy to hardly notice that it was cloudy all day.
Yeah.
It just had nothing really to do with anything.
It was amazing how the forecast was perfect.
Yeah.
Sunny in 74.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. Yeah, we got there and it just wasn't barely even
just
a factor.
It was hardly an issue. Yeah. And then in the middle of the night it starts raining.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite ways to sleep is rain, gentle breeze.
Yeah.
And the rain goes off today and I get a very special gift from a friend.
Mm.
And shares with Kana. It's like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Talk about an abundance of riches.
Yeah. Yeah, the air this morning, it's one of those, we wish we could put a little bit of it in the recorder so that when people are listening to it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's exquisite. It's like a, just amazing.
Yeah, totally gentle, totally ending our fast, our water fast that we have for about 6 months every year.
Yeah.
When we're lucky.
But still warm.
Mm-hmm.
Still warm.
And still warm. Yeah. So,
an abundance of extraordinary things.
And watching conditioned mind coming in with that scanning for what's wrong.
Yeah.
And having all of that and awareness of all of that make it more difficult to fall into believing or make it easier to see that that's what it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just to come back to the gratitude or the love or the open-heartedness.
Mm-hmm. So there's all these extraordinary things, and then you watch how conditioned mind is going out to search for, did you say what's wrong?
Same thing, whatever I said.
Just find a problem, essentially.
Yeah.
And that because you're so aware of all those things, so kind of in touch with all those extraordinary things, it's much easier to stay in the gratitude and not get pulled off into that process of searching for something wrong.
Yeah, that's neat, because as you were reflecting that, I saw that somehow that's, it's something about how awareness, if awareness is the larger context, it makes it so easy to see the content, to see. Something in that.
So if awareness is the larger context, it makes it easier to see the particular content.
Yeah, all of that is happening within.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I've heard that how many times.
Yeah.
And yet this feels like, as the gentle, cool, warm breeze comes in, there's,
Well, that makes sense, because if it's just the attention that's there, without the broader context of the awareness, then anything that the attention is on is the only thing that is.
Yeah.
And so if, so their conditioning comes in to search for what's wrong, and if there's only attention, my attention goes there, it can get, it can stay there. It can,
yes.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But if it's just one thing in this larger field of awareness, then as you're saying, it's much easier to not get hooked in that one place.
Yeah.
To just see it as part of this whole thing.
Yeah, happening. And how neat it is to come to that awareness that I'm hooked in that small place. And what I saw was my niece having showed up totally unexpected to me. And then we would be sitting in conversation and I would be completely unaware of everything going on in the bridge walk. And then I'd be aware that I was unaware and be able to move back into that, having that conversation and noticing the whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, I think the tweet yesterday was watch how you expand and contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the tweets. Mm-hmm. And that felt like that experience.
And what I hear in that is just practicing it. So when you realized that you were talking with your niece and that the attention had narrowed down and it was just that one thing, that there wasn't the broader awareness, and then you saw that, you just saw that. And it wasn't a chance, because what could happen there is the attention then goes to, geez, why? But instead, it just, the awareness got broad, and you just practiced being there with your niece talking while the awareness can be expanded to include the event that's happening around you.
Yeah, and seeing the incredible, well, relaxation is the word that comes in, but relief is also a word. The sort of deliciousness of moving from narrow to wide and appreciating that, which sort of helps stay in the wider.
Yeah, that's really neat. There's a you know, a point in one of our retreats towards the end where we talk about being identified, you know, and we're all used to being identified in those difficult places, right? We get it that that's identification. But then we talk about the place where, I don't know if we say identified, but basically that, you know, being identified, if you will, with something that feels good or that I like or that's going well. And how we talk about how even in that place, they're suffering. And it seems like that's what you're talking about. And there's that deliciousness of stepping back even from that. I still have that. I'm still, whatever's going on is still going on. But there's this much more relaxed, kind of relieved place of having even that be in the field of awareness.
Yes.
That's not who I am or what I, or, you know, so I don't need to cling to it and make it stay that way or.
Yeah. Yeah. And just seeing as you're saying that, that most of the content of my conversation with my niece was her reporting on all the family and what they're doing, which can be, you know, get a whole update on. I don't need to go in the
and how conditioning plays out in this way. Or,
And there's something addictive, whatever the word, about knowing for me. That's huge. And I think part of the narrowing down is sort of getting that information and storing it. To no particular purpose except to know it.
Well, and even from the way you describe it, it sounds like just becoming the person who wants to know that.
Yes.
And so that's that movement of narrowing down, is becoming that person, and then as the awareness steps back, it's just that's going on, and but that's not who I am.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do anything about whatever difficulty my sister is in this week. Or But that one narrowed down is starting to think about what could happen.
Right. 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 Somebody who has really no interest in
my doing that. Right. Right. It's not going to go any good direction. Yeah. So it's just really special in so many ways. Yeah. And that was a nice practice workshop for me.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you. Todd.
Yeah, I too am in a huge place of gratitude and still just kind of vibrating in joy and celebration of yesterday's event. Hearing about it for years and one day aspiring to attend, never knowing it would be this soon.
Yeah.
It always seemed so far off for me, just in the way I was considering making plans to attend that event and to be a part of it and to supported as well. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting, and just throughout the day, I sort of just kept having that awareness, just seeing the t-shirts and just try to take in all the little stations, how it all just supported Sangha and supported our other community in mm-hmm. Cantalumba.
Yeah.
It brought up such gratitude for the huge abundance that I have in my life and the opportunities that mm-hmm. maybe some of the children and adults in Cantalumba will eventually have in, mm-hmm. in their lives. Mm-hmm. And to know that I'm a part of that is yeah. very special.
Yeah, so the joy of both participating in it, supporting it, and seeing how every piece of it is related. So we're supporting ourselves in practice, and we're supporting a community in Cantalumba, and the community in Cantalumba is supporting us, and
yeah.
we're supporting each other.
Yeah, it was really great, and to be among that many members of Sangha, I've never been amongst that large of a group.
Yeah,
it was deeply inspiring. To know that these individuals, yeah. the Sangha that supports me and I support them, is large. It's quite large.
It's quite large. I was thinking the very same thing. I was thinking, wow, it's so there are a handful of people who come from pretty far away, and actually you're one of them, who came from pretty far away, and who come every year, San Diego, Seattle, places like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking yesterday, exactly what you're saying, how extraordinary it is to spend the day with all of these folks, and how, gosh, it would be so great next year for the 10th annual if we could really get people in.
Yeah.
And it's, if there would be a way to make it, maybe slightly larger than a day or something that would have far-flung people come in. But just, it is such an amazing opportunity those of us who are close by get to have to be in Sangha in that way. And I just was moved to find some way to offer that to the mm-hmm. the much larger Sangha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it, hearing a lot of the lead up and then the post talks about it through open air and through Sherry talking about it in blogs about the event. It's not the same as walking across that bridge just sort of in your sense are being arm in arm with those yeah. that are practicing and ending suffering and for ourselves and lessening a huge amount of suffering and initially I guess it's the necessities in Cantalumba, mm-hmm. the necessities of suffering, lessening suffering, but
yeah.
I think it goes a lot deeper than that.
Yeah.
And it's for me, it was just a great way to celebrate the end of this training period that I'm mm-hmm. Concluding.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a little mini celebration as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got to reflect last night when I got home on how amazing this practice opportunity has been for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's and I'll own these little projections first. I will own them, but the last 2.5 months, I believe I've been amongst the most brave and courageous people. Mm-hmm. I'll own that projection, but I honestly believe that. The modeling of practice in monastic practice,
mm-hmm.
for me,
mm-hmm.
is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And it takes my practice to such a greater level than practicing at home.
Yeah. I mean, practice, just doing practice at all is a huge act of courage, isn't
yeah.
it? And to bring yourself here and put yourself in this setting for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
What an enormous amount of courage that takes.
Yeah. And I'm just so grateful to have that opportunity and to be supported by the monks in the monastery. It has been, I had a little chirp last night, but it was the best of times for the heart and the worst of times
yeah.
for conditioning.
Yeah.
there were some pretty cliffhangers there for conditioning.
Yeah. That's where the courage part comes
from.
Yeah.
But overall, I've got to say, the heart definitely expanded, and I felt the huge benefits and the support.
Well, it's fun because, in what you were saying about, it felt like a little mini celebration of the end of your training period. We talked about, everything is for me, and that's true for all of us.
Uh-huh.
Everything is for me. So there's that celebration. That's a celebration for me.
Right.
It's also a celebration for that me and that me and that me. But it is.
Yeah.
And we feel so supported, and the whole thing can't happen without our support.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really great.
Thank you. June.
Talking about the little voices coming in after the fact and trying to get you, seems like every time I've ever left any retreat or bridge walk or any function, that happens in the car on the way home. And over the years, of course, with practice, the ability to drop it and not believe it. So it was just in full force on the way home last night from the bridge walk, just big guns, the big guns.
The ones
and,
that...
And the little guns. Yeah, you were there, you participated, you did your fundraiser, blah, 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 but you didn't enjoy it as much as you should have.
Wow.
And you didn't walk all the way across the bridge. So this means something. I'm just the wrong person. There's just no getting around it.
There's just no getting around it.
No.
Don't even try.
and then just old, just, but there was one way in which it was kind of helpful, and it helps keep me awake at the wheel. Helps keep me alert. But that's not a pleasant way to stay alert.
No.
But there was a woman at the bridge walk with a couple of just beautiful little kids, and I was talking with her. I asked her where she was from. She said Modesto. She said she'd been, which for the tape is about an hour from here. She said she'd been reading the books for 15 years, and this was the first thing, the first time she'd gotten up the courage to come to anything.
Wow.
I was thinking, what a great thing to have the bridge walk be your first thing.
Yeah.
And she said she was thinking about doing, there's nothing wrong with your retreat.
Wow.
And I encouraged her in that direction. And and I was just really, she said she was really nervous, really afraid, and that she had gotten over that, that the reason she was is because she pictured all she, you know, the typical picture of the Eastern religious person, you know, that long bearded guru type. And there were just none of those.
None of those. No, where are the monks?
Yeah.
I thought there were going to be monks here.
So, so it was just, I found myself really hoping that. That after the back voice that comes in and tries to beat you up and just destroy you after you've made your best effort, wasn't going to get her. Just hoping it wasn't going to get her.
Yeah.
And that's all.
And then did you own that projection?
Well, I didn't have to. It was no projection, it was a fact. It came in and got in, you know, tried its best to get in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, just that place of, at least for me, it's so helpful to, so the voices are just coming in, giving it everything they've got, which is a huge clue in itself. What's going on here that they're having to get so crazy and having to come after me with such a vengeance? That right there is a gigantic clue that something's going on. And then to see, you know, when it's us, it's so easy to fall into whatever we fall into, whatever our deal is, you know, yeah, that's true, or gosh, I am the wrong person. And then when we look at someone else and we can see their goodness and we so want for them, that is so not true. Yes, the voices will probably come in, but don't believe them. You know, we can so see it with that person.
Yeah.
And to see that, you know, to be able to step back from this person and to see her goodness and her, everything that she's doing, and that same kind of, I don't want that for her.
Yeah. It takes a while. It took me quite a while to turn back around and look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, haven't thought about this in years, the first time I ever heard Jerry say that and make that motion.
Make the motion of turning her hand to look.
Turning around. Uh-huh. It's, there it is. It's talking to you. If you're practicing, pretty soon you step out of it and realize it isn't you, and you turn around and look at it.
Yeah.
And that was. I remember that the first time I really got it. Mm. But that's possible. That's a really good picture of that movement for me.
Yeah. So usually that it's talking to us kind of behind us, if you will. So we can hear it in a sense, we know it's there, it's having a gigantic effect, but it's under the radar in the sense that we forget that, wait a minute, all I need to do is just turn my attention to it, look at it straight in the face, instead of it kind of being the puppeteer behind me and pulling all the, you know, all the strings. I then look at it, and that's that movement of, now I can see it. That so it allows me to make that movement of not having to believe it or to be it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Marie? Hearing that sharing about TIW kind of reminded me of when I first came here many years ago, and it seemed like such a big risk to fly to this monastery in the middle of nowhere. I had no
kind
idea
was
what was going to happen here. Mm-hmm. And I had my escape route planned. I rented a car and all that. And the whole reason I rented a car so I could leave if I needed to, which seems pretty funny now. But and then to look at what actually happened, you know, it was like the most heart-opening experience of my life. And to see all the plans conditioning had to get me out of it,
It's like it knew something's really dangerous here.
But you know, it's interesting how the escape plan annulled and not really wanting to escape.
Right. Yeah. And I imagine useful to see that process because very likely that's a process that was at play in many, many areas of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always having that metaphorical rental car right there. Which is really, it's conditioning's back door. That, you know, we talk about how commitment to anything is freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what conditioning always wants is, it's why, you know, when monks come to a monastery, for example, they're asked to get rid of all their stuff. So there is no back door. There's no big bank account in Switzerland somewhere where, you know, if I decide this is just too hard, I can just go fly my jet back to, you know. So there's no back door. So in that, what conditioning is doing is always holding that back door so I never get here really in my life right now.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's kind of interesting when I think back because I think what was motivating me at the time is that the thing in the fear book where Sherry talks about the person being afraid and the person saying, okay, I'll take, you know, I'll do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I would have come if I hadn't done that for myself.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the only way I could come.
Yeah, it's taking care of the part of you who needed to know if it doesn't go right, then...
Well, it's just horribly awful.
It's awful,
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so what I'm noticing since I'm here is... you know, it's really just a great travel day when I flew out, and a really great day yesterday. I just totally enjoyed the whole bridge walk thing, and I noticed already this morning, suddenly there's two big problems. One is trying to figure out the most difficult thing in my content of my life at home. That's seemed really urgent for some, I mean.
Suddenly this morning it felt urgent.
Yeah, well, I mean, it didn't feel urgent when I came to, but.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden that needed to be rethought a few times. And then, you know, and I never stay in the dorm, and so I stayed in the dorm overnight, you know, because we got here late. And then it started that I should stay in the dorm the whole time I'm here. You know, it was like trying to weigh that because I have, you know, a body issue, and it's like, well, maybe I could take better care of myself if I stayed in the dorm. And then it's like, and then that got to be this thing to think about, and thought, no, just stay with the plan.
Yeah, it's kind of the same process we started out with, isn't it? In the conversation of like, so here are all these amazing things, and I had this expansive experience, and now out goes conditioning, looking for, but where are the problems?
Yeah.
Let's solve these problems that we have. And it sounds like, from what you're describing in this case, it needed to create the problems first, and then it could work on solving them.
Yeah, I guess there was nothing.
Right, exactly. Grasping for straws.
Life wasn't offering.
Right.
Life wasn't offering.
Let's see, the dorm, we could make that a problem.
Yeah. How did I get in this conversation?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And where's the exit strategy from that conversation?
Yeah, where's the rental car? Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, after a little while this morning, all of a sudden I got, you know, that step back, and it was like, okay, how did this happen?
Yeah, yeah. And again, so helpful, because that's likely, some version of that is likely at play in a lot of places. And so when we can see that, when we can see it there in that moment, we're getting practice for seeing it wherever it's at play.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, and it's so interesting how it can use stuff like that, because it's not really, it's that subtle level of sort of being identified with it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I realized, oh, I'm just caught in this thought.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about this, and instead of being here.
Yeah, yeah. And did you have any, yeah, let's see how to say it. How did you realize that you were getting pulled into that?
I guess, you know, all of a sudden I kind of realized I'm here. Mm. I'm at the monastery, and one thing, I'm thinking about this thing that...
It's way back on the other side of the country.
Yeah, on the other side of the country. That's actually not happening right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be here. Practicing being here is preparation for being here.
Yeah, and then, you know, just kind of looking for what is it going to pull out, because, you know, I really, really wanted to come, and... what's it going to make into a problem?
Yeah, and knowing that ahead of time, that it will.
Yeah.
So that when it does start on that process, oh, okay, there it is, that's what it chose.
Yeah, because I was kind of watching as I was packing and all, what could cause a problem? You know, what could be something that it would latch on to? But I didn't even think about the dog.
Oh, of course not. No.
I kind of prepared for what I thought it would go for.
Yeah. Which is funny, because in a way, I'm guessing... It likes that we would try to prepare for what it's going to come at me with. But if all I'm doing, if I'm preparing, if you will, on the process level, it's like, you know, back to what you said, realizing I want to be here. And if I'm always practicing being here, then no matter what thing it chooses to pick up on as a problem, in quotes, then that's okay, because I'm practicing being here, and when I'm here, it can't do that to me. Mm-hmm. So that place of always trying to anticipate, now what could be the problem, and how can we solve that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to constantly always have us spinning, you know, chasing our tails.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Alex?
I love that, not being able to escape. I think that I've been enjoying the practice of allowing life to complicate my life endlessly with real problems.
Right.
You know, like,
right. In your case, the problems are real.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the problems are real, and they're actually worthy problems to take on.
They're worthy problems.
Yeah, they're not the make-believe ones that are in the head.
Uh-huh.
You know, the ones that get made up, amplified. Complicated, and I use the word problem. It's kind of like I'm just being funny with it. Like
right.
My tongue is stuck directly in my chi.
Got it.
And it's like, it's almost like energy just keeps moving, and it keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. And I watched this morning how it, there was somewhere close by, there was a sigh, like, it's over. Like, the madness has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, who said that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because for the past while, you know, feels like I can't even trace back to when it's started. Mm-hmm. You know, it just feels like it's been like this thing going like this really fast.
Kind of like things moving, next thing.
Yeah. You know, it's like just always something, you know, it's like never stop and juggling.
Time to do this.
The next thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just really, really fascinating to see how it's like one part wants the comfortable, familiar, secure, things go here, and they live there. They don't move, no one touches them, no one messes them up, they just stay exactly the same like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another place in which everything's just everywhere, you know, it's like, this thing's shooting out over here, that thing's running out over here, that pile is left over here, and there's just no, I don't know, it's the opposite of the other place, you know, but there's no complaint in either place. It's just almost like, this is just the way this existence is, you know. It's like, okay, now we're in Africa or another planet, and we're running around, you know, with things that we have no idea that's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And
so did you say there's no complaint in either place?
There's no complaint in either place.
Uh-huh.
You know, it feels like this morning, it felt like, just really relaxed. It's almost like working really hard and then having a really good sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know?
So it sounds like, from what you're describing, it's just life kind of in its rhythms.
Yes.
Really, really, really fast, and then there's a break, and it's a little bit quiet, and then there's no one that's having any problem with any of it.
Exactly.
Just enjoying the really, really fast, and then enjoying the
really, really
break.
Yeah, really, it's like, okay, now these things go over here, and just enjoying what the next thing is, and being open to whatever it is that's going to get put in front of me again.
Mm-hmm. So not dragging I don't know if this is what you're pointing at, but what I saw and what you just said was, so over here where everything has a place and it doesn't get touched and all that, so there are times where, you know, there's the time or the space or whatever to put things where they go, and
that's
they're
right.
orderly.
Mm-hmm.
But not dragging that need, not getting attached to that, let's say,
exactly.
into the times where, whoa, things are flying and it's,
uh-huh.
you know, time to do that. And and for a while, things are not going to be exactly where they go.
No, they're
put away tidily at the end.
And not to get attached to that.
Everything is going quickly, and yeah.
It's amazing because, you know, it's like, from Grandistic standard, it's got to be one way or the other. You
yeah.
know? It's just, life is not this haphazard thing that just happens.
Yeah.
You know, it should be what it should be.
It's funny because what I hear in what you're saying is that the okayness comes in my relationship with all of it, the process.
Yes, it's totally that.
What conditioning wants is either, you know, I want everything to be just so in order to be okay, or I want a lot of excitement and movement to be okay.
Yeah.
But that it's just okay.
Yes.
Either way.
Yeah, and if we get attached to things looking the particular way, then, you know, you come to a bridge walk expecting to find the monks, and, you know, they're wearing tights and capes and stuff like that. It's like, whoa, I've come to the wrong place, or the right place, depending on what you're expecting. But,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Letting life call the shots.
Exactly, and create whatever it is, the form that it's going to take to express whatever it is that it needs to express. It's like, it's just always expresses itself.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny, it reminds me of when I got back from this last trip from Africa, you know, tons of luggage, you know, always have lots of stuff, and usually fairly quickly like to get that all kind of put where it goes, and the travel things go here, and the laundry goes there, and then, you know. And I was was kind of, I had a little bit of a sinus thing going on. And so it was like a good week before that stuff actually got put where it went. And I watched how it was not a problem.
Yeah.
That there was a part of me who wanted to make that a problem. Oh my gosh, we got to get out. And I just thought, oh, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
letting life decide when the luggage is going to go. Yes. And in the meantime, it's not, it doesn't need to be a problem.
Right. Only where it becomes a problem is that I allow this to say that it's a problem and get involved with it. And boy, it's just off to the
race. In order for me to be okay, this all has to be put just so and in its place. And and then I'm controlled.
Oh.
I'm not free.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That is how it happens. I mean, it's just so, I love how it's been described so far. It's like it just starts in with its little, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's, you know, for a picture of this boulder going down a hill, it's like 1 minute I'm watching it, the next minute I'm getting closer in its path, and all of a sudden I'm squished and I'm like wrapped around it, and we're all just going down together. It's like, whoa, how'd this happen? You know?
That's a good image. Yeah. That's a waste of animation opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. What was neat, I was having a conversation with someone about it, and it felt like that's what goes on.
Uh-huh.
It's like, at any point, I can look up and at them and just say, you know what? All right, good. And walk off and leave it all behind.
When you say look up at them.
Look up at them.
Meaning?
You know, the voices.
The voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look up at them. Someone was describing them as people up in the bleachers. You know, I didn't want to interrupt them, but it was like, you know, the Muppets have these two people up in the bleachers that constantly criticize. And you know, it's like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, and I was like, wow, that's exactly how I pictured what this person was describing, but he was very serious, so I just
wanted to bring the Muppets in.
But it was like...
So you realized at any point you could just look up at them and say, okay, goodbye. All right, away.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, and walk on. Mm-hmm. And, it was just an extraordinary day, because I just, I wanted to just put in this part too, that I had the unique opportunity to have, you know, the perspective of what it's like to be inside of like a costume that, you know, walking, making that walk, and just having, you know, it's like I was walking with, you know, someone from Sangha, and she said, did you notice how the kids get it? You know, and I was like, well, what do you mean? And she's, oh, they're the ones who are smiling. You know, the adults are kind of like, you know, not sure how to react. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, hold on a second. And I started waving to them, waving to everybody.
To the adults.
To everybody, to everybody. Everybody that I walked by.
Uh-huh.
And I just told her, you know, they get it.
Yeah.
They get it. And they started getting into it. And I started getting high fives, started getting waves. I started, you go. You know. It's just a matter of like.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? We should all wear these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like,
yeah.
God, we take ourselves so seriously. It's just like, I have to be so defended, guarded, cool, whatever, you name it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, not really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not really. It's just like, it goes straight in.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Because, I mean, I have no idea, but just what I projected onto what you were saying is, so when you started the high-fiving and smiling and, you know, waving, it's like you open an invitation for people.
Yeah.
And before that, you know, you're just in this costume walking across, and so people are looking at you like,
what's he looking
for? Who should I be in relation to
this? Yeah, right. Yeah. What is this? Is this creepy or whatever? But yeah, exactly. There was an invitation, and, you know, Peace Pilgrim would talk about, you know, going along walking, and... And she said, you know, I got the roughest people coming up to me, and I just smile, and there's nothing they can do. You know, what their people are supposed to do to them is be mean to them in response to the snarl.
Right.
You know, we meet each other with those kinds of responses, because that's what holds up who I am.
Right.
If someone's kind to me, you know, and I'm tough or whatever, then
half the building falls.
Over. It's like, what is going on? I can't harm this person who anyway. Mm-hmm. It was just really fun, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful for everything.
Yeah. Well, and the you know, allowing life to create that, you know, problem, as you say, tongue in cheek for you, and listening to it and going for it and saying, all right, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like it's like it just throws it in the path,
uh-huh.
and it's like, you know, like I'm just wearing these like things, and these little reminder rings.
The awareness junkie man gave out.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
And it's like I wasn't going out looking for them.
Yeah.
They just like leapt off. I was like, because they're called something completely different. They're called air bands. And I looked at them. I said, wait a minute. These colorful things are not hair bands. Those are reminder rings. Come back to the breath. And it's
yeah.
just like,
yeah.
perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's great. And it brought, reminded me of, I've driven across the country a few times by myself, and mm-hmm. I remember one time driving through this particularly desolate patch of Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
and you know, feeling a little unconnected, and
mm-hmm.
and a lot of trucks passed, you know, with gun racks and stuff, you know, coming the other way, and
yeah.
just thinking, you know, I really want to feel connected,
mm-hmm.
And deciding I was going to start waving at everybody that passed me by on the road,
oh, wow.
and I started waving, and it just turned everything around. Everybody
wow.
started waving back
wow.
at me, at,
wow.
back to me.
Wow.
And it was like suddenly, you know,
wow.
that whole
wow.
me and them thing
yeah.
was gone.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know,
it's amazing, isn't it? All those projections I have.
All those projections. Gun racks and you know, and you know,
so serious.
So serious. And they're unfriendly,
yeah.
and, you know, and suddenly it was gone,
wow.
you know, and it was just like what was just mentioned, you know, there's just that opening, you know, it's like
yeah.
just one person,
huh.
you know, just saying,
yeah.
you know, I don't care how foolish I look,
yeah.
I'm just going to like,
it's okay,
yeah.
yeah.
And it was interesting, because on the bridge shop yesterday, before I was a monk, I remember doing the bridge walk and on the way back across the bridge waving
mm-hmm.
to everybody passing by in the
mm-hmm.
cars
uh-huh.
because I was recalling that time and mm-hmm. I was wanting to feel connected to
uh-huh.
everybody coming across the bridge,
uh-huh.
you know, and
uh-huh.
waving and having people, you know, wave back.
Yeah.
And just watching that came up yesterday
uh-huh.
and then, you know, how the voice came in with, well, that's not a very monk-like thing to do.
Monks aren't friendly to
me. Unless I wear a cape or boots, then it would be okay,
yeah.
you know, to do that.
Mm.
And
gosh, isn't that so? And if we could get stripped of every what a monk is someone who's in the moment and responds to life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was coming up too, you know,
yeah.
just having... I was really touched last week when someone mentioned to me about, I get so emotional about it. It's like after practicing for a time to just be able to know what's right
mm.
in each moment mm. rather than trying to be the right person.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the heart just wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be in that place of,
yeah.
of yeah, not having to control, hold
yeah.
on. Because, you know, the heart just is so pulling for that.
Yeah.
Being in the moment,
yeah.
being able to be with what
yeah.
life just presents. And
mm-hmm.
and can see that that's where the juicy fun.
Yeah. yeah.
You know.
Relaxed, okay, exciting.
Yeah.
Participating. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Not being in that place of like.
And you know, where are we ever going to get the information of what's right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to mm-hmm. ever come. We're only going to ever mm-hmm. turn to conditioned mind for what is, in quotes, right.
Yeah.
How could we ever figure out what's right? We can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's exactly what you're describing. All we can do, if you will, is practice being here. And being available to what life, just like we were looking at with Alex,
yeah.
what life is offering, what life is, you know, suggesting, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, which is going to be way more. I mean, my projection is like, you know, that's way more fun and exciting
yeah.
than anything that.
Definitely my experience.
The voice. the tired
yeah.
old
yeah.
repetitive
yeah.
da 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 da.
Yeah.
And
you know, in what you're laying out. I just saw how important the mentor is
mm-hmm.
in that process of learning that. I don't even know if learning is quite the word, but in practicing being at center, dropping all the conversation, just allowing life to live me, that all kinds of things are going to happen as I go through that process of taking that leap of faith of getting out of this conversation where I'm with conditioned mind, where I'm currently getting all my information about should I do it this way or should I do it that way? Should I be this person? Should I wave at the people on the bridge or should I not wave it? So the leap of faith of getting out of that conversation and getting here and then just seeing how it goes and how important it is to have the mentor there for when stuff happens that, you know, whatever that conditioning wants to make meaning out of, or you know, I did that wrong, or I, you know, I can't believe you, and how important it is to have the mentor there to be the only one that the being interacts with.
Yeah.
So that as it, so it's safe to go through that process of just learning to be here and take my cues from life.
Yeah. And as you're saying that, I'm just seeing that, again, it's conditioned mind, I guess, but, you know, just all this conversation about what takes the most courage, you know, like how conditioned mind wants to take, you know, the big life issues. Well, that, it takes a lot of courage to not, you know, jump when your family calls, or it takes a lot of courage. But wow, there's where it takes the courage.
Yeah.
You know, it's to just let that go.
Let it go.
And to just be, you know, willing to do something that.
Yep. And it's everything. Because that's that one place of practicing being here is applicable to every other thing that goes on. So my family calls and they want me to, you know, be right there because there's some crisis. I'll have from here, I'll have whatever information I need about that. So instead of, it's sort of like we were looking at with Marie, instead of trying to go run around to every piece of content, well, now how would I deal with this piece? And then what, now how, what about this? And then what if that was, and the configurations are endless. You know, and
endless.
You've seen that.
Yeah, I can tell you.
Endless.
Yeah. Endless and repetitive and boring.
Yeah, so practicing that, that one process, which speaks to all of it.
Yeah.
Brian?
I've been kind of having a lot of fun with something that was from a couple of groups back. There was a discussion of how much of our experience we kind of create for ourselves. And so, you know, I had to take a lot of meals out on the porch this last week. And I made, kind of, I developed an intimate relationship with mosquitoes out there. And came into
you
that.
You should have been here in June.
Came into that really not liking mosquitoes. That was, you know, one major hurdle for me is in the whole accepting what life gives is sometimes life gives mosquitoes, and that was a big problem. And just getting to a place where it's like, well, I have a meal arrayed now by me. I'm not moving all of this stuff, otherwise I'll never finish eating. And this mosquito's not going away. So I can spend the rest of my meal period kind of trying to wave at it and dissuade it, but I've tried that before, it's not gonna work. And just eventually getting to a place where I'm like, well, maybe I can get it to not bite me on the head.
And just lowering your standards.
Just pulling out my sleeves and going,
here, here.
Wave, wait, oh, okay, now we're just gonna sit here for a couple of minutes and I'll wait for you to do your thing and then you can go about your life. And just being okay with that, and then having kind of this other, this moment of, well, I, you know, I can make up anything I want about this. And so I decided that all the mosquito bumps, their bites all over my arm, are now my practice reminders.
That's
so
great.
Every time I find myself scratching, I go, where was I just now? How did I get here?
Thank goodness for this bump.
Yeah, thank goodness for that
gift
that mosquito
that.
Offered in trade for quite a bit of blood. And that's kind of been an experience that I realized from that is something that has been going on elsewhere. So I have this whole relationship with being slightly too tall for the world and hitting my head on things. And I realized that's also a bit for me, a big practice reminder. Mm, you know, yeah. I'm walking down the trail and yep. something sticks me in the forehead and I go, where was I just now? Yeah. Because if I was coming from center, I probably would have had an awareness of my surroundings.
Uh-huh. Seeing that branch coming.
Yeah. And just having that experience of, you know, I could be upset about this, yeah. but I have to create that experience of being upset.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow. And I can choose not to. I can choose to have this be, so instead of that's a problem that, you know, the mosquito's there, or I got poked, or a problem on, it could be so many levels, right? It could be a problem with me, it could be a problem with the mosquito, with the branch, with the monastery grounds, why aren't they clipping them out, right? I mean, you name it, there's just endless numbers of problems I could make from that. But
with all of those.
You visited all of those possibilities. And that the one that takes the best care of us is, oh, thanks. Oh, where was I? Using that as a, because that's, if that's really what I want, if that's my deepest desire is to be here in this moment all the time, then everything around me can be a cue to show me where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been a fun experience.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Michael.
This guy. I think I've been everywhere in this conversation, like everyone has spoken for me
mm-hmm.
in a way. And today, yesterday was, I set expectations for the day. Like, okay, I expect this thing to happen, this process to happen,
okay.
this mm-hmm. process of mm-hmm. suffering to happen, this uh-huh. this process.
Uh-huh.
And then there was something that I just, hadn't expected.
The surprise.
That nailed me. And I thought to myself at some point, this isn't one that I thought of. And here it is.
Mm.
And the whole day was kind of going in and out of that. And there were the reviews on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And which, you know, I mean, my life is I mean, my life and conditioning is a review.
Yes.
And just going, oh, well, this is really painful. And it was really painful when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really do anything about
right.
it.
Right. Is this really serving a purpose here?
Yeah. It's yeah. like I could go over this for another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Or I could not.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, God, that's
and repeat
so
it.
True.
Just repeat it,
yeah.
and then do it again, and
yep.
then do it again. Like,
yep.
you know, that same moment from the day.
Yeah.
And just go.
Let's just go over it. Just let's one more time. Let's
yeah.
do it. Okay. There, and then, oh, yeah, that's right.
But that's what happens.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, yeah, yeah. And, so that was different, you know, just going, yep, you got me.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, it was terrible.
Really painful.
Yep.
Yep.
And, yeah, and so, and then I can't really do anything about this, so. Mm-hmm.
It's done.
It's, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And,
I can do something about it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and even that, it was like almost not.
Mm-hmm.
I think if anything, it was just in recognizing that. I don't know.
Well, that is the something, isn't it?
Yeah.
In choosing not to replay it, that's the difference I can make.
Yeah, 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 I think so. Yeah. So, and then I had a moment of kind of that where it was just the thing, the next thing to do came to me, and I did it,
mm-hmm.
and it was wonderful,
mm-hmm.
and it was it's just like, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Who did that?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was over too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yep.
On to the next moment.
You mean if I'm following you, don't need to keep replaying that one either.
Yeah.
But that's not going to go to a good place either.
Yeah, yeah, and in the moment too, like, because it happened with the terrible thing that happened too,
mm.
you know, like, okay, that sucked, on to the next moment, and okay, that was great,
I'll do next moment.
And it's done now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And if we truly could live that way, it's like we were talking about with Sequoia, that's that place of just going along, and it's all an experiment. Again, it's actually like we were talking about with Brian too. Everything's just information about, was I here or was I not here?
Mm-hmm.
And not, it's so, for conditioning so wants to pull us into, not was I here, was I not here, was I good, was I bad,
mm-hmm.
was I right,
mm-hmm.
was I wrong,
mm-hmm.
whatever our particular deal
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
That's what it wants to do. But if it was just simply, oh, that happened, okay, and now that, okay, now that.
Yeah.
It reminds me, I didn't actually even see this movie. I don't even have any idea what it was, but it sticks with me that someone was telling me about a movie where guy's driving his really expensive car and some kind of accident, crazy accident thing happens. It's no, he's completely fine, no one's hurt, anything, but the car is just not in good shape. And he gets out of it and he just looks at it and goes, that happened.
I was just thinking of that.
Really?
That's one of my favorite movies. It's not a good movie, but it's one of my
favorite. So it's not a training film?
Is it a brand new car? Does he drive it out of the lot for the first time?
I don't have any idea.
Because there's one like that.
I haven't even seen it. I just truly, someone told me that, and I thought, God, that's such a good
yeah.
illustration.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Or he buys it. He just bought the car. He drives it out of the lot.
And then he gets
which adds to it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
exactly.
And then he gets out and goes, oh, that happened.
And that's the whole thing, because it did happen.
Uh-huh.
What
yeah.
would be the point
yeah.
of like,
right.
I can't believe it. What,
yeah.
what
yeah.
really does that
yeah.
serve?
Yeah.
yeah.
And it can be like that with everything.
It can.
Everything that I encounter in my day, you know, all the things like that person is... you know, but that person is, you know.
Right.
So,
that person shouldn't be that way.
Exactly.
But they are. So
they are. Yeah.
What would be the point in that?
Yeah.
yeah
and what can I do about it?
Yeah.
What
can, yeah. yeah. Right.
Yeah.
yeah. So, in the situation in the movie I know about, it's a movie star.
Yeah.
And he has a penchant for young girls,
uh-huh.
just underage, and he's just been on some sort of assignation with this underage girl, and it's night and he's been drinking. He comes back into town, hits a phone pole, destroys a transformer, you know what they're called,
oh, yeah.
Right uh-huh. in front of somebody.
Policeman or something?
Yes, yeah. And he gets out of the car and he looks around and he says, well, that happened. He's totally unfazed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I can't tell quite from the movie if it's because he's so totally unconscious, which I think is probably it.
Yeah. Well, we'll make it how we want it to be. But he's so centered that it's not, nothing's a problem.
Nothing's a problem.
Amy.
I didn't have my hands.
I know.
Got it. I didn't want to share this morning.
Mm.
Because self-hate has got me. I see that, I recognize
right.
that.
Mm-hmm. Which is big.
And yet, knowing that's what's going on
mm-hmm.
hasn't been enough to move me
mm-hmm.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I
others that believe that that's them. The wrong place to be in practice is to be in it and to say you're in it.
The wrong place in practice is to be in it and to see you're in it?
To say you're in it. To talk about it from being in it.
You have to wait until you're out of it.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about it. Yeah. You'd be a better educator. There's nothing wrong with you. Retreatment's better than. Because that's the whole deal, isn't it? Is to be able to report real time what's going on is the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's great when we pop out of it. Boy, that is big thumbs up. I mean, God knows we can all go to that place of what a relief it is to be in that popped out place. But if that's what we're, it's like we've been looking at all morning. If we're attached to that, then we're attached. If everything we go through in all of our practice is just everything we go through, and it doesn't mean anything, and it's not right, it's not wrong, it's just part of it, it's okay, then what we get is okay.
I'm not sure what to say about it, just that I've been identified with what's wrong, and
that the voices are telling you what's wrong?
Yeah.
With you, with
with me and with everything else, and if it's with everything else, it quickly goes back to me.
To me. So. If I were the right person, then all those other things would either be okay or they wouldn't be a problem. And so, what's the reassurance for that part of you? Whatever experience you're having. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are your thoughts about the day and how you might support her? You know, it's like the old thing of, so you've got this, you know, really good friend or, you know, little person, whatever, niece, nephew, who's having a really hard time for whatever reason. You know, just having a really hard time. And you get to spend the day with her. And what kinds of things would you feel moved to do?
Plan to clean my hermitage, which has been on my to-do list for a very, very long time. Uh-huh. And I think it would be kind to someone to actually do it.
Mm-hmm. And she might actually like it. You know, I mean, there are a lot of little people who love projects like that. Here, you could sweep, and I'll do this, and then let's put them over here, and we'll pin up the, and get, you know, this will be fun, and little project, you know, to do together. Maybe also taking her out, moving around a little bit. Yeah? Moving the energy?
Yeah, I think that would probably be good. Mm-hmm.
Could even maybe borrow a dog.
Dogs are good.
Dogs are good. I bet you if you post a note, they can arrange a loner for the day. We have a couple.
That's great.
All right, thank you all.